This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Routines and time. That's what we've been discussing today. Nathaniel Hawthorne said this, time flies over us but leaves its shadow behind. He's a novelist, and we'll get a little bit more into that because I want to use some of his work as a little bit of a backdrop for this segment. But time flies over us but leaves its shadow behind. What is it leaving? What is he saying? Is that about a legacy? Are you concerned about a legacy? My bet is you are concerned about your legacy. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Hopefully you'll check out some of the things that we do. Go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/sale, and you can see the things that we offer in the form of merch. We have decided our merchandise is going to be our message. It's going to be hard-hitting. It's going to be the things that I say, and I hope you'll wear it and send a picture of you wearing it or using your mug or whatever, because we love to feature you on the website. Legacy. Your shadow. What are you going to leave behind? Do you care? Who do you care it's for? When you think about a legacy, are you looking at it at like, man, I sure hope that people recognize me everywhere and they remember my work? Most of us don't. I'm going to use this word loosely, famous. I don't give a crap. I don't give a crap what anybody thinks of me beyond my circle. One of my buddies and I were talking the other night. He said to me, Kevin, man, we really want you guys to go with us on this vacation with us. And he goes on to tell me, you know, how great of friends we are. Mutually. I feel identically the same. That friend of mine, they are the godparents to my youngest son. That's how much I think about him. He's like a brother. His wife is like a sister to me. Their kids are like my kids. I would do anything for them. That's my legacy. My legacy is in those friendships that were formed. Here's what I can tell you, and I can tell you this is a fact. I have at least five friends who would fight for me to the death or who would bail me out of jail. At least. Do you know that you are lucky to have one of those in your lifetime? I have at least five. I probably have more than that if I really stop and think about it. These are people who are like brothers and sisters to me. They would do anything for me and have. I'm not even having to think about it. They've done it. Not fight to the death, but they nor have they bailed me out of jail, but they bailed me out of situations. People have listened to this program going, this dude's a hooligan. I'm not a hooligan. But I feel identically the same. And I would do the same for them. And so that's your legacy. It's the people around you, that little group that you go, they know me. They know who I am, kind of a thing, right? That's your shadow. Your kids, they're your shadow. You do the best you can. I would hate to be Ted Bundy's parents, you know what I mean, or Gacy's or something. But it is what it is. And you can't, it is a shadow you leave, good or bad. And we all try to do the best that we can. And I think that's what Hawthorne was saying. By the way, short story writer, novelist, wrote many, many amazing works of arts. Maybe you read Twice Told Tales in school at some point. And certainly you've heard of The Scarlet Letter, right? Or The House of Seven Gables. They write of Hawthorne, whose family descended from Haythorne. He added the W. But they write of his use of allegory and symbolism that makes him so studied, why people want to understand his writings. History, morality, religion, all things that we talk about today, and put it in the context of leftism today, and it really gets interesting, because like The Scarlet Letter said, in a village in Puritan New England, the main character is a lady named Hester Prynne. I don't know if you guys ever read the story, but she has a child out of wedlock. She got a baby daddy, okay? And Hester believed herself to be a widow, But her husband, a guy named Chillingsworth, Roger Chillingsworth, he comes back to New England. He's alive, but he doesn't let people know who he is. He conceals his identity. And he finds out that his wife has been forced to wear this scarlet letter A on her dress as punishment for her adultery. Now, after prying Hester refuses to name the father of her baby daddy, Chillingsworth wants to find out who is the father of her baby. And he finds out that the father of the baby is a minister, a young minister, a guy named Arthur Dimmesdale. And he is the leader of those who want her to name the father. The reason why I'm telling this story is because this is such perfect leftism. This is a dude who's pretending to be a man of God. And he's saying, you will name the father of your child. And he's pretending that he's not the father of the child and exhorting, prying Hester to, you will name him. And the guy finds out about it. Her actual husband, who, you know, she thought he was dead. But he's back. He finds out. So he torments Arthur Dimmesdale, you know, to end the insanity. And this lady, she's never repentant because she thought that she was in love with this guy. Yeah. Anyway, you can look at this any way you want. I look at Prine Hester as a true hero, and I think that's what Hawthorne was trying to do as well. He's saying, despite what society was wanting to do with her, you know, she was in love. She thought her husband was dead, and she found herself a man. And he was too chicken crap in order to admit, hey, I'm having sex with this woman because I love her, and I get it. You know, this is all written during the Puritan times and everything. But it is an allegory for what we're talking about today. For the record, Prine Hester today there would be nothing. Hawthorne couldn't even write about her. He would be like, there was a woman who had a baby out of wedlock, and okay, and the father was a young preacher. You know, and you mean Jesse Jackson? Oh, man. Shakespeare said, all the world's a stage, all the men and women merely players. They have their exits, their entrances. One man in time plays many parts, his act being seven ages. Yep, all the world is a stage. We're just playing our parts, folks. What's your shadow?
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's
little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
America is racist. That's what the left tells us. And what they are trying to say is that we're racist, which means, of course, they are the racists. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I'm actually surprised that Rasmussen took on this topic in a poll. It's a racism poll because we all know America's not racist. Yeah, I said it. America's not racist. America is so overwhelmingly not racist, I'm actually always surprised we're talking about this subject. Now, when I say America, I'm talking about true America. I'm not talking about leftist America. Leftist America are the most vile racists on the planet. Vile sexist. Vile genderists, whatever, LGBTists, they are the most vile of all the ills of society. Period. That's why none of them will come on this program to argue with me or debate me. They don't want me on their programs debating because I kick their butts. If you want to know why I'm not more seen, it's that simple. It's that simple. Anyway, in this era of woke and Joey Demento's administration pushing critical race theory, you know, we know that leftists believe America is suffering from racism. So where is it? It's an interesting question for which leftists have no answer when they say, oh, you guys are racist. They can't point to anything. The minute they say it, you're like, well, it's really funny because we have an adopted black kid. We have black friends. I hire many black employees. Oh, that's because you're made to do it. They have every excuse in the book because they can't. They can show no evidence of you being racist. None. But there is a poll on the subject, and we now have the answer. Americans believe black people are more racist than whites, and they think that Hispanics and Asians are the least racist. Kudos to the Hispanics and the Asians. Way to go. Whoa. I don't know if that's true, but I do know black folks, black leftists, not black conservatives. I don't have a racist bone in my body. If you are good, if you're a good person, you're in my book. Let me see. Let me count my white friends. I got Dylan Lowry. I got Kirby Kelly. I got Gary and Donna. Let me see. Mark and Amy. They always say, don't tell how many, you know, don't count your white friends or, you know, especially with white people. They're like, oh, every time you call a white person a racist, they say, I have black friends. I have white friends. There are too many to count, too. I got friends of all colors, all creeds, religion. I have gay friends that, and let me tell you something. These two big old gay boys can throw down in the kitchen. Whoa! I tell you what, they left some collard greens and some black-eyed peas on our porch on New Year's. 1 year, and I'm telling you, as God is my witness, best collard greens and black-eyed peas I've ever eaten, ever in life, including grandma's and in a restaurant. That don't make me gay, though, but I tell you what, I ate those beans and those collard greens, like, man, it makes my mouth water thinking about it right now. So anyway, and they're good friends. They moved. They bought a place, invited us down. I will absolutely go. I don't condone the lifestyle, but I don't care. That's up to them. I don't, you know, it's just, I don't even care. I'm just saying. And most people don't. Anyway, here's back to this poll. Latest Rasmussen National Telephone Survey, whatever. 70% of American adults think the term racism refers to any discrimination by people of one race against another. By the way, who are the 30% that don't believe in that definition? Anyway, just 16% say it refers only to discrimination by white people against minorities, and another 14% are not sure. Clearly, these findings have not changed much since 2020, and they clicked to the link on that. But what they found is that most Americans believe black people want to exonerate themselves from the ability to be racist because they think racism only applies when it's white people being racist to blacks. Now, ain't that the pot calling the kettle black? I mean, that's so ridiculous. And you'll hear this all the time. Well, you cannot be racist if you do not have power, and which is nonsense. That's absolute nonsense. You can be racist whether you have power or not. You may not be able to do anything about it. In other words, you can hate white people, but be subservient to them. Like, let's just take slaves back in the day. They could have hated white folks. They could have been completely racist. By the way, they would have had every reason to be racist, and that racism isn't really racism when it's based on not so much your color, but it's based on your activities towards me. For example, I can't stand black leftists. Does that make me racist? No. I don't like the activities of black leftists. I think they are the scourge of the earth because they buy into the weakness of white leftist, racist, and liberal enablers. And then they propagate that into society, and they breed nothing but hate and contempt. I can't stand people like that. I don't care what color they are. And I'm equally racist against the white folks, these leftist enablers, who make black people believe that they need to think that way. What does that make me? It makes me a realist. Along with black racist folks, there is this other person who joins them, and the common tie with all this racism that we're talking about is one thing, leftists. Leftists are racist. It doesn't matter what their color is, their gender, their sexuality, or whatever. If you hear racism, a leftist is the owner. Leftists will hate you immediately because you say you are a Republican, you voted for Trump, you are a conservative, etc. You could have handed them gold ingots, and they will decry you. Oh, they'll take the gold, but they will decry you. Yep. And here's, let me just prove it. From Oscar So White to critical race theory, I need you to understand the spectrum of racism is from leftists. Black leftist elites were unhappy about not getting trophies despite making millions of dollars in Hollywood on movies. And white racist elitists keep black idiots begging for more despite having no evidence of real racism from anybody other than themselves. And these same white folks will denigrate the non-woke generation. They will denigrate white. They will kiss the boots of black folks and virtue signal. Meanwhile, they convince a generation of young blacks to be racist, regardless of the countless examples of non-racist America. That is racism.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Illinois police say 6 people are dead and 24 more are injured after a shooting at a 4th of July parade in Highland Park, Illinois.
The suspect is currently described as a male white, approximately 18 to 20 years old, with longer black hair, a small build, and wearing a white or blue t-shirt.
Highland Park Police Commander Chris O'Neill saying the suspect is still at large. A rifle was discovered from the crime scene. Authorities urging everyone in the area to shelter in place and remain indoors. Highland Park Deputy Chief Chris Covelli says the suspect began the shooting spree from a building.
It does appear he was shooting from a roof.
Last-minute travelers are coping with more flight delays on the 4th of July. FlightAware reporting at least 1,000 flights across the United States have been delayed. You're listening to USA Radio News. Ukraine's president says rebuilding his country is a common task of the democratic world. Speaking at the Ukraine Recovery Conference, President Zelensky said reconstruction of Ukraine is not a local project. It's not a project of one nation. The Ukrainian leader saying restoring Ukraine means restoring the principle of life. Authorities are still searching for answers after tragedy strikes in Denmark.
A 22-year-old man suspected of killing three people at a shopping center in Denmark's capital of Copenhagen has been charged with murder. Two Danish citizens, both aged 17, and a 47-year-old Russian citizen were killed in Sunday's attack. Police said the suspect, described as an ethnic Dane, had mental health issues and there was no indication of a terror motive. The suspect will be remanded in a closed psychiatric ward for 24 days to be evaluated.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I get your letters, I get your emails, I get your phone calls. And I always ask myself, well, not always, but most of the time after I get the message, I say, what in the heck is wrong with conservative white people? And when will you stop apologizing? I talked about this the other day. Do you feel good hiding your feelings, your opinions, hiding your genuine self? Because that's not good, right? The most self-actualized people are the people who represent themselves publicly in the same as they are privately. Those are the people that are the closest to self-actualization in the world. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. Melissa doesn't like when I speechify to you. We've had this discussion a few times, but every now and then I gotta give you a bit of tough love. I feel like I am part yogi, I am part psychologist, I am part motivational speaker, I am part pastor, part counselor, whatever you need, part friend, confidant, whatever, but I feel like we have to have these discussions. We're at a point in America where you're not quite sure who you are anymore. So let me be very clear to you conservatives. Leftists, particularly white leftists, represent the biggest existential threat to mankind. Those white folks are vile human beings, spawn of the devil himself. They hide behind their want to do good as they leave a vapor trail of destruction in their jet blast. Do you get it? When a white leftist finishes with whatever it's working on, it devours it and not even bones or hair remains. They are the hyenas in human form. And if you don't believe me, look at what they've done to black folks. You're witnessing it. You're watching the scavengers go at a race of people who are tired of being marginalized, who are tired of being picked on. The black community has been targeted. They've been pulled out of America, pulled out of human form to say, we're going to go and, as a leftist would say, help, and I use my finger quotes, these people. See, let me explain something to you. The pre-white leftists enabled black person was a hardy American. Self-sufficient, a magnificent moral core, God-fearing, family-oriented, more dependable than the sun rising in the east and setting in the west. I tell people this all the time. A black woman was a white woman's most, I mean, that was her best friend. That was her confidant. That's what she told that woman. That black woman was the person the white woman told all her deepest, darkest, dirtiest deeds and secrets. She wouldn't even tell her girlfriends this. And the black man was the right-hand man to the white guy, who he may have worked for or whatever, but he was the right-hand man. He was the most dependable dude in that white man's life, even including the white dude's wife. But somewhere along the line, folks, white leftist enablers got a hold of black folks and corrupted a few of them, and they have turned them into the most sorry, whiny losers of today. Even when black leftists reach the pinnacle of success, they whine like pansies. They want their Oscars, or I want a black general manager or coach, or they want their reparations. Others pretend to care about the common man. Oh, these poor black men out here getting beat up by cops, man. I just feel bad. As they get into their Lamborghinis, speed back past four cops that pull them over and want their autographs. I'm just telling you, it is the biggest deception on the planet, and it is being fueled by white leftists. Yeah, so as I said in a previous broadcast, and I'm telling you again today because I did the old stop apologizing segment yesterday, but let's just continue it because, you know, we've talked about everybody been wanting to protest, and there's always some angst in America. Somebody's being oppressed that we've got to stay on this. We got to drone on. Back in the day when we sang songs, "We Shall Overcome," well, we did it. And you're still apologizing. You're still apologizing for being part of the success of the greatest country in the world. In the greatest country in America. I almost said that. I didn't say it. Greatest country in the world. You're apologizing. Yeah. You got these silly Negroes out there, well trained by these white leftists who pretend, "I don't see color." Biggest lie in politics. "I don't see color." Let me tell you something, white people. I love you to death, but I see your color. But does it matter? Absolutely not. You know what I see? I mean, I'm not going to get crude here, but let's face it, guys. If the first thing you see on I'm just going to use a beautiful woman is her color. Wow, good for you. I mean, I can appreciate a nice tan, but I can appreciate an untanned body. I can appreciate women of all colors. There's much more I'm going to notice on a woman, but besides that. If you're an athlete, I'm not going to go, "Ooh, look at that white boy athlete." If I see, man, that dude is built. You know, he's look at him lift that weight. I'm looking at the lifting of the weight. I'm not going, "Look at that white guy lifting the weight." I'm like, "Wow, that is a lot of weight." Unbelievable what we are focusing on. Oh, but I don't see color. If you don't see color, then why does the LGBT use the rainbow to represent their flag? To say you don't see color is to say, "I don't appreciate art," or "I don't appreciate clothing, couture," right? "I don't appreciate that red Lamborghini," or whatever. You do appreciate it. You understand it, and it's insignificant. You go shopping and you say, "I need to go get a gray suit. I want to get a black suit. I'm going to go get me a blue suit. I love this dress. The colors are so vibrant." We are trained to notice color. And we're trained to notice it and in all its obscurity. We don't care. I mean, when you go look for brown shoes, it isn't because you're racist against black shoes or you're racist against blue shoes. You're matching an outfit. But boy, we overlook it because we've been trying. "I don't look at color." I've heard conservatives, "I don't look at color." I know a redhead when I see one. I know the difference between a blonde and a brunette. I know the difference between blue eyes and brown eyes. There's nothing wrong with seeing color. White conservatives, let me just explain it to you because you're having trouble here. I know. You see color, but you have the ability to see beyond color. You see character. No pretense in not recognizing a person's blackness. I have this friend who happens to be black, who happens to be white, who happens to be Hispanic, or whatever. We see color for what it is, a descriptor of the person's human form. And I've said this before, I've said it 1,000 times. If we were all the same identical color, I guarantee you leftists would figure out a way to separate us. You do notice his eyes are, there's a certain class of them, the eyes are just a little bit wider than the others. Why is it that we choose that obscure thing to say this is what's going to galvanize us one way or the other? And when we talk about the evolution of a country, why haven't we evolved to the point where we go, that's nonsense. We know it is. We conservatives do. White leftist virtue signal as they proclaim things like Black Lives Matter. And white conservatives rightly fire back All Lives Matter. Because no life is any better than any other, regardless of color. So to say Black Lives Matter is unbelievably racist. Yet white leftists embrace this racism in hopes that they appear more woke than their counterparts. They feed the racism of black leftists. Then they return to their sanctuaries, away from the very people they proclaim to help. They don't live in these neighborhoods. White leftists scream, disband the police or get rid of ICE. Knowing that these law enforcement agencies are sorely needed, particularly in black communities. White leftists ignore the facts regarding blacks killed by police in America. They dismiss any statistics counter to their narrative, and they are so demented they encourage black leftists to demonize anyone who dare bring up black-on-black crime in the discussion of Black Lives Matter, and we let them. You don't have anything to apologize for. These races are the ones who need to apologize.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Next hour, I'll be talking about General Mathis, Mattis, Mad Dog. And I'm just setting you up for it because there's a ton to talk about. There was a woman, and maybe we'll cover this in the final segment or something, but it was a woman who was mad she couldn't loot. I don't know if you guys saw that. The amount of crazy that is circulating out there, do you want to play that? Yeah, let's do that because it goes in the line with me preaching to you guys today to stop apologizing. But anyway, let me get that. Let's play this. Here's a woman. We had, I cannot tell you how many beep, beep, beeps you're going to hear through this because this lady's stone crazy. But this is a black chick in Chicago who is mad that some Middle Eastern guys are actually protecting their store. They're in a little strip mall, a little strip shopping area, and they're actually kind of standalone stores, maybe two or three, but there's a beauty supply place, and there's a Boost Mobile store, and she's driving by there because she wants to loot it, and she's upset that they're standing out there with weapons in order to prevent her and other blacks from looting it, and so here's the clip.
He ain't even a legal citizen. This is where we at, right here. I'm by myself, a whole black woman by myself. And they ready to kill me. Yup, yup, yup. Let me get off from over here. My cousin is a homicide detective, Nataki Rose. Yup, yup. A homicide detective. I'm sending my cousin, the homicide. Yup. This is what they doing. On 73rd. And Stony Island, right across the street from Farrakhan. This is what the minister is talking about. Don't trust these people that say they from Africa. They from Morocco. Fake Ramadan. Yeah. And they ready to kill black people over this cheap they got from China. Yeah. 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 They ready to kill somebody. And this month, and they got a black man out here with these guns. Ready to kill us and said don't break in their store, but they on our turf. And this is some mother cheap China beauty supply fake mother Boost Mobile fake. And this is how they protect their. They ready to kill me. And this mother standing on the roof with a whole mother AK-47 and the other mother. Over there, and I know Illinois, you don't have a license to conceal and carry. You don't. You don't have a license to conceal and carry. This is not Detroit. This is not a right to bear arms. These people got the black men out here ready to kill more black people if we decide to loot their store. They ready to kill us, but we gonna come back, and you gotta have that gun all motherfucking day because you don't even know who I am. Allah go burn this place, Allah. Burn them down, Allah. Burn them down during Ramadan. Look how they protected this material stuff, Allah. Burn them. Burn them. Burn them, Allah. Burn them, Allah.
Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. So, when you listen to a clip like that, do you get upset? Do you think to yourself, holy crap, how many things that this chick say that you go, really? I mean, how much does she know about the Second Amendment and the Constitution and conceal and carry? I mean, this is the level of ignorance that's just floating around out there. And I would love to tell you that she's an anomaly. But I'm telling you, there is much that's normal in the black community about this woman. This is a woman that really doesn't understand why y'all protecting this junk that's made from China. It's just made in China. Is that worth my life? I mean, I want you to just try to put yourself into the head, the logic behind somebody saying, why won't you let me loot your store? Look at you with your, you know, sanctimonious but protecting merchandise over me. You hear people over property. I talked about this the other day. People over property. That's what their new slogan is. Oh, you want to protect people over property. Because the property, there's nothing involved in the property. So what? You bought a home in a neighborhood. You put your furnishings in it. You put your own personal life in that dwelling, right? You've got your pictures of your kids, your grandkids. You've got little artifacts of where you visited and things like this, things you've collected over the years. That is your little piece of the world. And what a person says to you is, I don't respect that. It's just property. If I want to come in and take your TV or take your stereo or whatever, who are you to stop me
because it's just property. Property over people. You can't want to do... Right? I'm just putting you in the head of somebody. I would never in my life think I should go into somebody's house, steal their stuff, and think, look, it's property over people. They should not want to harm me because it's only stuff. You know what's funny? When people talk about things it makes me think of Pulp Fiction and the guy who had his dad's watch. You remember Bruce Willis played the guy who had he coveted his dad's watch. That watch was worthless to anybody else. If you found it on the street, you'd throw it away. But it was precious to him because his dad had keistered it, getting it out of Vietnam or so. I don't remember the details of it. It's been too long since I've seen the movie. Do you have anything like that? Something that has no value to anybody else, but it has immense value to you. That's your property, because that property does have meaning. It's not just people over property. It's all the stuff behind it, all the symbolism behind everything. And the symbolism around your home is that is where you built your life. The symbolism behind your company is that is where you built your life. And that is where other people are building their lives. You ever gone to companies and they got all these awards deals and they're clapping because, oh, George got his award and this guy's been there 10 years or 15 years or 20 years and they're giving out pins and bonuses and things like that. Hey, let's just burn that down because George Floyd got killed by a white cop. Probably they had a personal beef with one another. Let's just destroy everything. And, oh, let's change. I mean, I'm going to talk more about this, but now we're going to redefine racism, and we're going to redefine. Everybody's got to get re-woke. I spoke earlier about the difference between us and them, the people that want to disband the police and get rid of ICE, knowing how important these law enforcement agencies are to the black community. And we can't have a discussion around Black Lives Matter and statistics. Let me tell you something. Here's a little fun fact for you. Chicago has spent I can't remember the number, but it's multiple millions of dollars in settlements for police since 2004. I want to say it's $663 million in settlements. And I looked it up, and I wanted to find out, what's the restitution? That's when the cops do something wrong, okay? What's the restitution when a criminal does something wrong? There is a thing called restitution. In Africa, they do it. They call it blood money. Because if you harm another family or whatever, they want blood. And the only way that there's not retaliation is you pay them off. And so we have a system of that. It's called restitution. Do you know in the state of Illinois, you can get up to $27,000 for harm done to you? So if somebody kills a family member, or raped your daughter, or whatever, and they're found guilty, they can theoretically have to pay restitution. And I looked at how much restitution gets paid out in the state of Illinois. It's $5 million a year. That's a good year. $5 million. Now, there were 543 murders in Chicago in 2015. In 2017, they paid out $5 million in restitution. I want you to just think, just murders, that wasn't the number of people that got shot, because there were over 2,000 people that got shot. They deserve restitution. That doesn't include rape. It doesn't include robbery. You get what I'm saying? And less than $5 million is paid out in restitution. Here's a fun little fact for you. In 2015 alone, Chicago spent $163 million in hospitalization related to crime. Yeah. All these policies, nothing, I mean, blank checks that we have to essentially give to these cities, and they want you to feel guilty? White leftists control every city, major city in this country. They destroy them. You build neighborhoods and enclaves that blacks want to move to, and you're apologizing. Stop it.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.